AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The mayor of Miami-Dade County in Florida is telling folks to prepare for the worst from Tropical Storm Erica.
You need to have 3 days of food. You need to have 3 days of water. You should have, if you have generators, make sure you have fuel. Have fuel for your vehicles because you can never predict Mother Nature.
A news crew from WSVN-TV caught up with a shopper in Pembroke Pines who was getting ready for Erica.
Don't wait till the last minute because storms can change at any time. From previous experience, you know, the people living in South Florida, you know, it could be saying right now one thing, but as it's getting closer, it can change.
The wife of a U.S. embassy worker in the Bahamas says she's stocking up on supplies in Nassau, the next stop on Erica's itinerary across the Caribbean after it passes Santo Domingo and the Dominican Republic.
Filled up the gas tanks. We've got our generator prepared. Just the normal stuff. We'll probably fill some bathtubs with water and make sure we've got that extra water in case the water supply goes down.
At the moment, Erica is about 95 miles west-southwest of Santo Domingo. On the eve of the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, former President George W. Bush visited New Orleans today.
The darkness from a decade ago has lifted. The Crescent City has risen again, and its best days lie ahead.
Mayor Mitch Landrieu says Bush deserves a lot of the credit for helping rebuild New Orleans.
President Bush led the effort very early on, along with our congressional delegation, to make sure that money got down to the ground so that we could do the things we needed to do.
A prep school graduate in Vermont could face 11 years in prison when he's sentenced at the end of October for sex offenses against a 15-year-old girl. Owen LaBrie was cleared of rape today. This is AP Radio News. The stock market ended a wild week quietly on Wall Street.
For all the sound and fury, blue chip stock prices ended the week pretty much where they began. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 12 points, less than a tenth of a percent, to close the trading week. It was a week that started with big losses, extending a string that began last week, then saw a couple of powerful rallies as economic data continued to pile up, suggesting strength in the U.S. economy. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ indices were up slightly for the day. Oil prices rose, boosting energy issues. Bond prices were little changed. The yield on 10-year treasuries remained at 2.18%. Warren Levinson, New York.
Big-time Illinois lottery winner are getting left out in the cold without a state budget agreement 2 months into the new fiscal year. There's no authority for the state comptroller to cut checks over $25,000. That means smaller winnings can be paid out, but not the larger lottery winnings. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.